You are now listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3. And we're gonna start the show with some good news.
We got some news. We had some interesting phone calls today, not all of them private. And they consider three basic fields of operations: home, domestic, and far, far away. The first part of this is to talk about the tremendous courage of the thousands and thousands of individuals going through these deep tunnels. Now, hundreds and hundreds of miles of tunnels going deeper and deeper, rescuing individuals in the most despicable and terrible and horrific conditions. We salute those brave people who are enduring this horror, and may healing and help be given to those who are being recovered, many who have never seen the light of day ever. We've heard about this. It's happening worse than we anticipated. One of the issues involved is treachery by our governments, who are meant to be friends within the NATO consortium. They have betrayed their own people. They have betrayed the United States, and the United States reserves the right to retaliate. The Octagon Group has been defeated. There are brave people doing great things, and there is hope, and there is a brave and wonderful future for us all, except those individuals who have been treacherous to their own people and their own kind. And whether they are originally of their own kind, their treachery is nonetheless supreme. This is treason with supreme penalties involved on all levels. At home, former MI6 agent Tim Riefaat, who has been accused of profiteering from his psychic warfare weapons, is now issuing them to all, especially TIs, and especially to certain countries, for free. Now, there are provisos and conditions involved in this. Celestial weapons are going to be given for free to all good men and women on the street. This means those of you who are being targeted and who are the ordinary people of this world have now got a means of fighting back, of getting back at those who have been attacking them fearlessly from the skies and behind very comfortable desks. This especially is for all targeted individuals in Western Europe or the West in general, North Korea, the Iranians, the Chinese. Full usage of all psychic weapons are now authorized and available for free.
All right.
Apply to psychicwarfare.com. Celestial Paladin, that's Gridkeeper, will be giving us some further information on this. This is a psychic warfare issue. The conditions, they have to be used against NATO and deep state. For those of you who don't understand, NATO has been a rat run of deep state since its formation. Those being targeted by microwaves from the SpaceX satellites, all the staff of those companies who are committing these crimes by launching these weapons against their own people are targets. All the Democrats are deep state agents. The French Space Agency. It is open season on NATO deep state for attacking their own populations.
That's what they've been doing.
PsychicWarfare.com. That is all. That's the information I've been given. This is the Basis Project,
Miles
giving you
Johnson.
Some news of hope, of an ability to fight back, and giving positive news that we face a wonderful future as the brave men and women go through those tunnels and other locations, fighting for the freedom and betterment of all human beings in this beautiful world. And we give them a salute and our respects. Those governments, specifically Britain, France, and Germany, who've acted with despicable treason against their own people, have created their own fates and destinies by doing so. That's my opinion. But the phone calls I've received today, and that's the news from the Basis Project.
All right, Miles Johnson. Letting us know from February 17.
We'll be right back.
Joe Maneri on your clarinet, and this is now Nicola Royer Artuso on the violin, and me, the host of the show, Tony E on drums, and then piano, and maybe clarinet if it comes up for that. On Space Play!
Shapeshifting reptilian. Yes, I've experienced this firsthand in the 3D hologram, and it's not very attractive, I can tell you that much. I have a tremendous amount of experience going back to the late 1980s of intervention and engagement with both angelic and demonic entities and forces. So I have a backdrop in my own life that is substantial and going back 30 years. And that's part of what has compelled me in my inquiry in life. So, yes, it's as real can be. And it's getting to the point now, Lada, where within a few short linear years, it will become almost impossible for any human being to deny the cosmogenesis of our story. Because that kind of Stone Age ignorance that relies on things like belief and trust and faith.
Come on, guys.
Nonsense, and hope, the worst of them, hope.
Yo, Obama.
We need to eradicate hope, trust, belief, and faith, and we need to step into the flame of knowing, of
right
being.
That's the shift from Pisces age, which was about faith without proof, into Aquarian age, which is almost like proof, real proof, knowing.
Sure. And economists and philosophers and theologians together, politicians and diplomats together, and let's have a meeting. And they can try to convince me that government is anything other than a rapist, a murderer, and a thief. You cannot, because government has now revealed itself fully. But the government, remember, is an extension of the Catholic Church. So I'm also making the same condemnation of the Vatican, the Catholic Church.
You got him.
And all monotheistic religions have also been infiltrated by the Catholic Church, essentially, in the last 2,000 years. Certainly since the 4th century, the Council of Nicaea, in 325, 328. So monotheistic religion is government of old, and that simply morphed into becoming the technocratic government that we have today. Which is a very metallic, a very patriarchal, diabolical construct that doesn't have any conversation with its children. It doesn't invite any debate or discussion. You're guilty, go straight to prison. Shut up, you have nothing to say. You don't exist. Oi, where's your papers? No. Who are you? I want to see your papers. No, I don't care what you say out of your mouth. I want to see your paper. Your paper is what matters, not what you say, or what you think, or what you feel. So that's how insane we've become as a civilization, where we pay tax dollars and give the life force to this creature that then fucks us up and completely destroys our real fabric of inquiry, our fabric of reality is completely maligned and distorted. That's where we've arrived at, and it's okay. It's really okay to say that's the status quo. But what we have to do at the same time is acknowledge that I permitted the status quo. That the status quo emerged through my tax dollars and through my life force and through my surrendered or abnegated soul. The life force that I surrendered multiple incarnations is what led to the status quo. Now, when I get that and I recognize that the status quo is my teacher, it is I should salute it. All of it. Bill Gates, all of these crazy devils and sociopaths, I should salute them.
High five.
Because this is what I have manifested. We have manifested collectively. And in that perfect moment of seeing that, just to see it, for one perfect moment.
Look at that bullshit.
In time, actually, that's timelessness, because a perfect moment in time actually is timelessness.
That's right.
In one perfect moment of timelessness, to see the status quo for what it is, that it is only ever perfect geometry, perfect mirror, and then boom, it goes. And then all of a sudden, you can affect the outcome. You can now determine a different and a higher outcome because you now have stepped into the knowing as the Christ at one. It's that simple. That's the true baptism by fire. That's the true anointing, is when we anoint ourselves internally and acknowledge that we have never been a victim of anything ever, and that we are now, from this moment on, becoming the Christ of ones, becoming the Adamites, becoming the sons and daughters of God, and the living men and women of the living soil, and recognize that we are connected to a living planet. Every single thing, including rock and granite and the air and space, is teeming with life.
Yes.
And step away from all of this deceptions, these grave, grave deceptions of academia especially, and mainstream media. Mainstream media for me is just so facile that it's a comic strip. But to look at academia and how deeply embedded the deceptions have become through academia, through the Oxbridge and the Ivy League universities and colleges, principally in Europe and North America, it is just staggering. we've almost lost altogether true learning, the true gnosis, the true Gnostic flame has almost been blown out by 500 years of imperial hegemony by satanic and Luciferian Catholic forces operating through the imperial crowns of Europe and then through the governments of the 20th century and the 21st century now. So that New World Order, yes, in a sense, to come back to the question, has become incredibly consolidated, centralized, compressed into the most diabolical aspect of reality. But at the same time, that is because it has reached its fulmination. And now it is going to move naturally into the alchemical process of dissolution.
Right.
Provided we bring in that fifth element, which is the essential piece in alchemy. And the fifth element is the Adamite, the Christed, awakened human. Yeah.
And would you say which countries is this plan most strongly has a hold of, and which countries, if you have an observation, are more, let's say, not under it's this dream spell yet, or are more awakened to that to the reality?
Well, so one just needs to look at inverse geometry, and the more centralized the power is, the more centralized the power grid is. So political power and military power consolidate around assets, minerals, and resources of the earth, which is where the cities emerge invariably. And then you have the kill grid or the cities, which are also where the power grids are connected. I'm talking about electrical power grids. So one simply needs to look at the earth, at Google satellite images and see where the consolidation of the power grids are at lights, and then step away to the black patches. It's inverse geometry, quite literally. So the further you go away from the light center, so-called light, that's false light, that's Luciferic light. The real light is in the blackness, in the belly of Africa, in the belly of Central South America, the belly of Southeast Asia, and so on. So it's as simple as that. Inverse the geometry, look at the earth, and that's where you will find manipulated least. But in a sense, that's where the meek inherit the earth as well.
Listening to Tony Ezzi on the piano and Nicola Royer Artuso on the violin on Space Plane Radio, CKUT 90.3 FM until 2 a.m. Thank you.
However, the biggest concentration of people is they're trying to turn them into smart cities. They will, very likely. But
they're trying to. I mean, look, the whole purpose of cities now is, and vaccination programs and the poisoning of humans through the pharmaceutical and agrochemical industries. All of that is connected to transhumanism and an attempt by these draconian elements to now turn us fully into cyborgs, human hybrid cyborgs, so that we can become the utility of them permanently, and they can live vicariously through us. And at the same, which means to say, they wish to parasite off the life force, the prana or the chi, which only human beings are able to really generate limitless amounts of life force. So these elements are simply seeking their own survival. Now, our human survival depends on our ability to wake up to that threat or not. So there's a beautiful struggle there between existential survival of the draconian Orion forces and the survival of the Adamite human. But the war is already over, in my view. It's already
all right.
Won. It's just a question of, again, the degree to which we choose to wake up within this dream spell and catch that surf and begin to move into our innate euphoria and the bliss and immanence, which is immortality. So the microbial cellular DNA is undergoing mutation and tremendous shift. The so-called human DNA RNA is undergoing enormous shift, paradigmatic shift as well. Our capacitance to receive light, ultraviolet light, and the angle at which that light is now able to enter into the geometry of the atoms and the cells and the molecules of our bodies is also undergoing shift. All of that speaks to a reconvention, a regenesis, a recoherence with our divinity, with our superluminal divinity. And that's the process which I'm certainly seeing and witnessing. So I'm not believing or trusting or having faith in anything or hoping.
I am witnessing
it. I'm sensing it. I'm knowing it. I'm feeling it. And I'm experiencing it. And that influx of UV light is very real.
We got magenta sunset.
It's ecstatic if one is able to prepare oneself sufficiently and to be open to it. And that's where limitless creativity comes and limitless energy comes and limitless capacity to forgive and to absolve and to redeem, to heal. All of that comes with this influx of vibrant light or UV light. And that's just connected also to where we are, you know, within the grand procession of the equinox and having moved through the ecliptic and, you know, subsequent to 2013. And then, of course, again in 2020. It's also understanding of esophagus and of the 13th house and understanding that there's a reconvention there as well that we need to make within ourselves, individually and collectively, that there is a reconvention there with the true orientation and metric of the sun, moon, and stars. Yeah.
full yakisaki, orang-tang-titatty. Gonna tell you about the jumping jive. Jim Jim jumped the jumping jive. Cat's gonna beat out the smeller jive. Beat it out on the male side. Shalimar, Swanee Shore. Let me dig that jive once more. Boy.
Right on down to
oh, boy. Now, can't you give those hep cats call?
Yeah.
Come on, boys, let's have a ball.
The jump, jump, jump is a jumping jive.
Makes you dig your jive on the Miller side. Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
Jim, jim, jump is a solid jive.
Makes you 9 foot tall when you 4 foot five. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep. Hep.
Now don't you be that ickaroo. Get hep, come on, follow through. Then you get your steady foo. You make the joint jump like the gators do.
The jim, jim, jump is a jumping jive.
Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
The jim jim jumping jive makes you hep hep on the male side. Hep hep.
Hep hep. Hep hep. Hep hep.
The jim jim jumping hep hep jive will make you dig hip hip your jive on the male side.
Hep hep. Hep hep.
Don't you be that rickaroo. Get up, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady boo. You make a joint jump like gators do. The jim jam jump like the jumping jump makes you like your head is on the jim jam jumping jive makes you hep hep on the male side. Going, 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 da da. Now I told you about the jumping jive. Jim jam jumped the jumping jive. I know you dug this mellow jive. Boom, you dig it on the male side.
Asian yak, yeah, nice. Better believe your $1 make everybody in the house holler. Want some out of the red dead too. Come on, man.
Thank you.
whole different magical when you hit back there on the dope tracks. Ain't no tracks, it's just one night later, feel fair with another. Giving birth to new worlds. I'm the planet builder, and I build worlds with sound. How about that?
With a lot of enlightened souls and a lot of shamans.
Oh, yeah.
I've read a lot of prophecies, and they all say that this time we win. This time we liberate ourselves. Maybe not everyone.
Yeah, that's right.
No. You hope, as you said, you absolutely know the battle is won almost. The process is starting. How do you imagine this new world? Imagine it's 100 years from now. What would be your...
There's no such thing as 100
like
years. 100 years.
Physically, what does it look like?
I like the question. The most important thing to understand, and I need to impress this point, Alada, the most important thing to impress is that in 100 years from now, we absolutely will not be regarding it as 100 years from now.
Yeah,
because our superluminal, supernatural, phenomenological, sentient state knows that time does not exist. It's a goddamn fiction. And it's also a diabolical one. If you want to remove the draconian element from our world, you need to remove the idea of time altogether. There is no TikTok time. That's a false light syndrome. That's an idea. It's a bad idea. It's what programs death into us. So we're programming death into our babies and our children by wishing them happy birthday in the wrong way and celebrating age. We should be celebrating their reception into this world, absolutely, and sun cycles and all the rest of it. That's great. But we don't put emphasis on that. We say, oh, he's 7 years old. Oh, now he's 8 years old. Oh, now he's 26 years old. And all we do is celebrating the incremental approach of death. Okay, and then glorifying it in a perverse way. So this is all connected to the mutancy of the true reality, which is that there is no time. It is only a function. It's a function that is a software that is imposed variously, like having a perambulator or crutches to walk on, a walking stick, you know. But when you're moving into the superluminal nature, you don't need a goddamn walking stick. You kick it away. Stand up. Stop, you know, manufacturing reality and start to move into the matrix fully. Don't try and escape it constantly. You can never escape the matrix. You can only fall perfectly within it and escape it that way by owning absolutely every element of it, being very present in the living now, and then through hyper consciousness be able to transmute, to transcend. And that's the whole hero's journey that, you know, of enlightenment that compels all of us, compels every plant to move toward the sun. But in 100 years time, once we have completely disidentified from the fiction of time, and don't forget that time, TikTok, is chronological. It's Chronos. Chronos is the crown. Time is the crown. The crown is the titan that devours its own young. The crown and the titan and Chronos and the state and the government are all the same thing. So again, time, money, fear, government, religion, control, dominion, manipulation, dream spell, it's all the same quanta. When you get it, when you disidentify from time, as I've done, 1st of August 1997 was the last time I looked at time in my life. And that was the time at which I realized absolutely that time didn't exist. It was the gravest fiction. And so since that time, I have engineered a life that is not predicated on time. So I'm very bohemian and very terrible with my attitude toward it.
But I don't look at clocks, and I avoid clocks, and I avoid calibrating things in time to the best of human ability. So, and I've seen also how that freedom has allowed a different kind of psychometry to emerge in the way that one then ideates and then, you know, absorbs life force and goes out into the world and manipulates reality or inspires reality.
Thank you.
years from now, it would be my wish, my contention, my wish that we have fully departed from the myth of time, which is also death and decay and disease. All of that is connected only to time. So once we're in an emancipated state and health is not an issue, like there are many star species out there who don't have health issues, you know, because they've already arrived at the luminal state where they're not getting toothache and, you know, they're not banging their foot against the furniture. They're too actualized in their psionic consciousness and their telepathic state. And if they want to travel, they invoke Merkaba and move and transpose themselves. They don't have to get onto moving vehicles that have accidents and so on and so on. So I see very much a state of grace descending into this world very quickly.
It might be a
process for some humans to move through a kind of artificial intelligence transhumanist fantasy. If that's the collective consensual will of people in the coming months and years, then some of them will manifest that as a reality. And cities may become segregated from the urban or the rural landscape, would become separated from the city landscape. So you would need to have permission to go into a city unless you are a taxpayer and a registered citizen. Then you could go into the city and play their fantasy. Otherwise, those of us who are real humans would absolutely be living out in the rivers and the forests. So I do see that there may be a bifurcation period where AI transhumanism and the whole digitized false-like reality gets more compressed in cities, in kill grids. But
existed from the morning of the world, and I shall exist until the last star falls from the heavens.
This is the Warp Core.
This is the warp core.